name is Kurt Evans. I am Beth at GoatRiders.org, and you are listening to the weekly podcast with Red Hat Mama.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland. Actually, from 96th Street on the north side of Indianapolis. We're going to give this recording in the car thing a try again. And this stop-and-go traffic before I get to the interstate might be all right, especially if we can get some of the recording during the stoplights. But I'm really not sure what's going to happen once we get on the interstate and we're going interstate speed. It also ought to be interesting to see whether I can continue driving while I'm trying to do this.
Sure, because, no problem.
Because I am the one in the driver's seat right now.
People do lots more crazy stuff than that.
I think that it's better, though, than having the crack technical staff over here in the driver's seat, who is going to be reading news stories later from pieces of paper. So probably better off to have me not reading pieces of paper while I drive, though I've seen people do that before.
I once knew a guy who commuted like an hour or so to work every day, and he read novels.
Wow, that's not healthy at all.
No.
And these are not novels. These aren't books on tape you're talking about.
No. He didn't listen to books. He read them.
Wow.
They were not on tape. They were on paper.
Makes you feel good about driving, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so how about them Reds? They kind of suck, huh?
They do suck.
You know, they since the last time we did the podcast, we were talking about the Padres series and how a lot of people thought the Padres series was a must-win in order for the Reds to have any hope of making it to the postseason, and they didn't win it.
I told you.
I guess that all hope is lost.
I told you.
It's kind of a nice feeling. I mean, it's comfortable. You know,
it's irritating.
That's true. But I think even more irritating than that is losing the Cubs series.
What do you say to that? I don't know.
I know. Well, I was looking. Actually, I heard it on the on WGN.
Yeah,
the count.
The game we were able to watch yesterday.
Right. Before the kind of pathetic ninth inning scoring that came at the end of the third game there, the Reds had been shut out for 22 consecutive innings.
And that's by who they were playing? They had to have been playing, like, what, the Mets?
Oh, speaking of the Mets, you know the Pirates beat the Mets yesterday? Miracles can't happen.
I saw a little headline talking about that as, like, I can't remember the exact phrasing, so this isn't going to be nearly as witty, but it's like, mentioned that the Mets have a magic number of one, and it showed their record with however ungodly number of wins they've got, and then it showed the Pirates' record, and it said, how hard can this be?
Apparently, kind of hard, but they've still got plenty of time, magic number of one. I think that they'll probably manage to get it done. But back to the Reds. So they were shut out for 22 consecutive innings. In the whole series of three games, they scored in two innings.
That's like the first and the last, wasn't it?
It was like, no, it wasn't. It was like the fourth inning of the first game. Or maybe it was four runs. It was only seven runs total. Seven runs over three games. That's not our Reds. You know, what the hell? What happened to our offense?
I don't know. You know, they did trade Kearns and Lopez, but they never amounted to that. That's more than they provided. I mean, just the absence of those two, that's not. That's way too much to be attributed to Kearns and Lopez, reasonably. I mean, if only there was. Maybe, is someone out? This is playoff run. Everyone's playing, even if they're a little bit hurt, right?
It seems like I recall something about a toe injury, so that would be Friel, right?
Yeah, Friel's got the toes, but, you know, he'll play. He's a gamer. He has no ego. No, seriously, I don't know how bad the injury is or anything to Griffey, but it just kind of seems.
It does make you wonder, like, how bad could it be?
It's a toe.
Do you remember that there was like a, it was
hey
a.
Guys, I think I went number four.
Hey, Winter, didn't we tell you to be quiet?
No.
The sound that you hear in the background is our offspring, our son, playing this handheld game he got in a Happy Meal from McDonald's. It's pretty much the sound that we're treated to most days on the commute home.
Followed by him saying, I can't win this one because the last level's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, so the, what we were talking about, Griffey's toe. Oh, yeah. You remember that, when they had the person on, The Daily Show, this was years ago, it was the woman who had, like, a boil on her toe. that she was supposed to be in, like, a bowling championship. So she had the toe amputated. She was, like, a woman in her 70s or 60s, probably in her 60s, who was in this bowling championship. And when her toe was giving her problems, she just had it cut off. And she just went on and bowled without it.
I guess you don't really need all your toes.
Well, no, the second
toe.
They're not
grasping or anything.
Hopefully not. But in Griffey's case, that would be an expensive toe.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I gotta think, man, he's not coming off looking real good.
My theory is this: I think that he's not He probably can't play the outfield very well with the way the toe hurts him.
Uh huh.
There are other positions in baseball that don't require running.
You know, there is one specifically I can think of that older players oftentimes move to later in their career.
This is my theory. The reason he's not playing at all is because really the only place he could play is first base, and he doesn't want to set the precedent.
He has got such a freaking hang-up about first base. It's incredible. But, you know, Griffey was out when it actually mattered. We really could have used some of his offense, say last week.
Yeah. By the time the Cubs came, I actually don't have much of a problem with him not playing.
Exactly. However, on the other hand, we did have an injured player who shouldn't have been playing.
So raise your hand if you thought sending Milton out was a good idea.
I'm not seeing any hands.
No hands at all
that.
Here on...
What the hell is up with that? What were they thinking? That's going to be the stupidest, and it was so pointless. By that point...
They were very out of it.
They weren't going anywhere. I mean, they'd already lost one to the Cubs.
The only thing you can do is damage him further and make him completely unusable for next year, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think. I mean, agreed. What the heck else are they going to throw out there?
Does it matter at this point?
Yeah.
You've got next year to think about, and Milton will be a part of next year because no one's going to trade for his ridiculous salary.
No.
And his slightly below average performance.
Well, I checked out the projected pitchers for next week, and he is still scheduled for his next start at the moment. So we have that to look forward to.
Yay, and that's going to be against whom? Is that against the Astros,
no,
or is he going to miss that series? Okay.
That's going to be against whoever's after the Astros, which is, now I can't remember.
Might be the Cubs again.
It is the Cubs, you're right.
Their final homestand.
Yeah, that's going to be Blogger Weekend.
Ooh!
All right! We get to see Milton
on
Blogger Weekend.
If we get to see Milton pitch, man.
I am really looking forward to that.
That would be awesome.
I think he might pitch on Friday, so we won't be there that night. But before that, we've got the Astros series to look forward to, where the Reds stand a very, very good chance of giving up second place in the NLC.
So you would call it the battle for third place?
The battle for third place. The Reds are, they've got like 2.5 games on the Astros.
They're up that much?
Yeah,
I thought they
still have 2.5 games on the Astros, or at least they did when I last checked. And it's a 3-game series, so we may be looking at third place by the time this is done. And if we can hold on to third place by through the end of the season, I might actually be okay with that. Who would that leave? That would mean the
Brewers
would have to catch, and I don't see that happening. So actually, maybe for pride's sake, it ought to be trying to hold on to second place.
What are the odds of that?
Tonight Loesch is going out against Oswalt, so that sounds fair. I'm sure that's going to be a great matchup.
Yeah.
It does get a little bit better than that. They've got Harang versus Pettit and Arroyo versus Clemens, but for crying out loud, look at all those freaking pitchers.
That's their three best ones.
Well, sure,
after that, I don't know how good they are, but...
Sure, but those are our three best ones, too. Loesch, Harang, and Arroyo?
That's kind of depressing.
You know, with all the freaking trading that Krivsky's done, I want to know when we're going to get some Astros-style pitching, because he's already given us the Astros-style offense.
Woot! That's a good one. Zing!
Zing! Unfortunately, I don't think that even the Astros-style offense is going to cave under the overwhelming power of the Harang, who just can't seem to get up these days. And I guess Arroyo's got a chance of winning his game, damn it.
Yeah.
Why can't that... What was that guy I have to go and prove me wrong for? Bastard. Anyway. Have we had enough of the Reds? Can we talk about something else for a minute?
I don't have much else. I'm afraid most of my little news stories actually are tangentially related to the Reds.
Typical. Okay, what do you got?
But first, this one's, it could be worse. Here's one about some of the Yankees' misfortunes. You know, you think Milton is kind of bad. They have an equivalent guy.
I think Milton's kind of hurt.
Milton's kind of hurt. Well, the Yankees have a guy who's got about the same kind of a contract as Milton.
Oh, okay, that's too bad.
who's hurt and has been, hasn't, he's made 17 starts since signing a 4-year deal the same time that Milton did. So you can debate whether this is a good thing or a bad thing.
4-year deal? What is wrong with the Yankees?
Well, the great thing about him, Carl Pavano, is he's on the DL, probably won't pitch again this year, hasn't pitched since July, and he was in a car wreck, broke a couple ribs, and then just didn't tell his team about it for a couple weeks.
Well, why should he was already on the DL, though, right?
Yeah, he was, but...
Well, you know, what's their problem going to be with it? They're not going to have any problem with that, right?
No, that's...
That clicking you hear in the background is the turn signal as I get ready to pull onto I-69 North. So hopefully the noise from the highway, the ambient noise, won't get too loud. We may have to re-record this section.
Also.
Anyway. So please, your next story.
Here's some good news for us and our upcoming blogger weekend.
Yeah.
A court ruled recently that a fan who was ejected and charged for jeering at a baseball player back in 2001.
He was charged with resisting arrest. But he was being arrested.
He was being arrested for being unruly and all that, for calling Russell Branyon a fat ass. He's been exonerated. That's okay.
So the court said that it's okay for fans to call outfielders fat ass.
More or less. It actually says that baseball fans are expected to be exuberant, and the content of
what does exuberant mean? Exuberant means like happy. Like happy?
Yeah.
Effervescent?
Into
overjoyed?
The game. Yeah.
Okay. Enthusiastic?
Yeah, enthusiastic.
Okay.
And the content of the jeers didn't amount to fighting words. Fighting words are prohibited, and you can get arrested for those, but I guess calling someone a fat ass...
Not fighting words.
Well,
you know what this means.
We're going to have fun this weekend?
That's right. Adam Dunn. Your fat ass is getting called out. Griffey, your fat toe is getting called out.
He's not going to show.
No, I kind of think not. What else you got? I know you got more over there.
Okay, I've got a couple things about the Reds. Hey, you know Pete Rose?
No, and I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Well, surprise.
Kind of famous guy?
Still a douchebag.
Really? Even now?
Even now. Even after all these years.
What did he do this time?
He is going to be... He has signed, like, 300 baseballs that are going to be auctioned off.
Well, that doesn't sound that
douchebaggy. No, it doesn't, does it? Guess what he signed them?
Love Pete?
No. I'm sorry I bet on baseball, Pete Rose.
Well, that's good, because now you know he wrote it 300 times. It's like the elementary school punishment for...
It's like Bart Simpson on the chalkboard,
exactly.
Huh?
Only he did it on baseballs, and they're going to sell them for $1,000 a piece.
That's right. They're auctioning them off for about $1,000 a
piece. I presume this money is not going to charity. I presume this money is going to Pete Rose.
Well, most likely, yeah.
Very good.
And, you know, probably come 5-10 years, he'll be charged with tax evasion for not paying taxes on them.
That's not fair. That hasn't happened yet.
But it's happened in the past.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, it is fair. Surely you've got one more story for me, then.
Okay, one more. A fun event scheduled on Sunday, September 30th at Great American Ballpark.
Okay.
Simulated terrorist attack.
Yes! Woo! Just what I always wanted, to be in a terrorist attack, but without the danger.
That's right. I don't know.
You know, that would actually be an excellent time for terrorists to attack.
Yes. It's a thing being orchestrated by the Department of Homeland Security there to use it as a training exercise to test their emergency preparedness.
Okay, but what does this mean for me, Joan Q. Citizen?
You can go out there. They're looking for volunteers. Whoever wants to be a victim.
Wow, that's so goth. Aaron Harang will be there for sure.
I think they're on the road still. So no Reds will be available.
Oh, I see. The Reds will be on the road. Well, surely we won't need Harang. He can stay behind.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that about all we got
for
this week?
That's all I got.
That's not bad. We're doing all right. Well, we didn't have any calls to the call-in line this week. I'm going to have to find some plants or pay someone or something to call in and give us
I can do voices.
No, you can't.
No, I can't.
But if anyone, you know, wants to call in this week, the number is 513-729-7106. And that's a local call for the Cincinnatians out there in Reds land. And, you know, give us a call, say something ridiculous, and we'll put you on the show. Because that's what it's all about. That's what we do
that's
every
right.
week. So you got any closing thoughts there, Crack Technical Staff? You good to go?
them.
All right, then. Well, the traffic's picking up here on I-69, so I guess I better just tell you to hang in there and talk to you next week.
The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Send an email, post a comment on the website, or leave a voicemail. The email address is rhm@red-hot-mama.com. The webpage is red-hot-mama.com. And our voicemail line is 513-729-7106.